Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. One political analyst is reporting that Governor Tim Walz could end his bid for a third term. WCCO Radio's Boyce Olson says he learned that Walz will likely drop out of the governor's race today. His office says Governor Walz is holding a media availability at 11 a.m. to take questions and discuss news of the day. Olson says Walz also met with U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar Sunday about his future. Republicans and the White House have been blaming Walz for the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme and other fraud in Medicaid and Department of Human Services programs. Minnesota Republicans are cheering the U.S. attacks on Venezuela and the removal of its president and his wife. Congressman Tom Emmer said on social media, quote, "The president of peace, Donald J. Trump, has just made the United States, the region, and the world a safer place through his decisive action." Representative Brad Finstad posted, quote, "Maduro's drug trafficking networks have fueled violence across our hemisphere and are responsible for the deaths of thousands of Americans." Senator Amy Klobuchar says she strongly opposed sending American forces into harm's way in Venezuela without authorization from Congress. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar called Trump's invasion of Venezuela, quote, "blatantly illegal and unconstitutional." The USDA's $12 billion farm aid package will provide some relief for soybean producers, but it's not a long-term solution. Kyle Jory of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association says the bridge payments will help mitigate some of their losses.
Farmers don't want to have the perception of reliance on the government, right, for payments and handouts. And we would vastly prefer to have markets than anything. The challenge becomes what happens when, you know, the government sort of takes away your market, right, or does something.
Jory says soybean farmers were hit hard by the Chinese purchase disruption. The FBA payment limit is $155,000. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Packers 16-3 yesterday to finish the season on a five-game win streak. Pro Bowl safety Harrison Smith was honored at the end of the game with a curtain call video. It could be the final game for the 14-year veteran.
A lot of this profession is surreal. Every game, every opportunity, there's normally something where I'm like, you know, even though I've been doing it this long, you don't think you're actually going to be here.
Smith was honored along with fullback CJ Ham, who scored a touchdown and also may have played his last game for the Purple. And the Minnesota Timberwolves routed the Wizards 141-115 Sunday in Washington, D.C. The Wolves scored 72 points in the first half. Anthony Edwards had 35, Julius Randle added 22, and Rudy Gobert finished with 18 points and 14 rebounds. Minnesota improved to 23-13 and is back home tomorrow to host the Heat. This is MNN.